Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Familiar verse, Romans 8, 28. Familiar scripture. Romans 8, 28. Boy, I love all through the scriptures. God says, we know. He never leaves us in the dark, Brother Matt. God always wants us to have a know-so. Amen? It sounds a little bit loud to me. Is that loud? Is that mic wrong? Okay, sounds better now. Notice, look at Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things, how many things? We know that all things work together for good. Now there's two groups of people it works for good. To them that love God, number one, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. In other words, those people that are going to be saved in the future. Are you with me? If you're not born yet, you can't love them yet. Amen? So there's two groups of people that all things work together for good. To them who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Those who are saved. Amen? Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times in life, we understand, why do things happen? Linda called us last night, and boy, I was glad she called. And little Sydney had a fever of 104. And she's doing a lot better today. And she said, pray for Sydney. I said, we sure will. And we just begged God to touch her and make her well. And checked on her this morning. She's doing a lot better. And then took her to the doctor. And I told Linda this. I said, you know, Linda, we got such a great creator that when he created our bodies, that so when we get infection in there or some kind of, that fever literally is ridding our body. It's why it gets warm, hot, and it's actually destroying a lot of those germs, those infections. And so I said, and even though it's not fun to watch your baby, and no one wants to see their little granddaughter burning up with fever. But I said, believe it or not, God made that little baby so when she got something there, it would try to rid itself with fever. And she's actually cleansing her body through that fever. So I said, it's really actually working, although we're not happy about it, for her being going through it. It was that fever last night was working good for the good for Sydney. Are you with me? Some things we go through our life. Many times we wonder, why did God do that? For instance, when you look at Genesis chapter 50, why don't you look at Genesis chapter 50 real quickly. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Everything that happens to our life happens for a reason. And a lot of times things happen that are real not good. Tammy's trying to recover from surgery. You know, a lot of people are sick. And we go through all that fire burned at, and I talked, Brother Steve was, man, I mean, normally Stevie's up. He was just discouraged, unbelievable today. But something's going to work out, I guarantee you. Something good, although that wasn't good, something's going to come from it that God's going to use for good. Joseph said to his brothers, in verse 20 of Genesis 50, he said, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. How many see that? All the things that he went through, thrown in the pit, sold, lied about, thrown in jail, forgot about all those things that he, you know, in the dungeon for over 2 years. I'm going to tell you, He said, you guys did all that for bad, but really, God was just working out so I'd get over here to take care of this famine that's coming up. Are you with me? A lot of times we don't understand why things are happening in our life. But I'm going to tell you, God don't make no mistakes. Are you with me, church? And so, we need to trust God in times of, trials, in times of temptations and heartaches and sorrows. We got to trust God because God, somewhere God's going to work good from it. I'm going to give you a for instance, and I'm going to use a missionary. I'm going to give you a for instance in my life, and I'm going to give you that missionary's life. Years ago, when I felt that the Lord wanted me to pastor the Liberty Baptist Church. Harold O'Brien called me as I was pastoring Lighthouse and said, I would like you to come and be my associate. He said, I'm going to retire in a year. I'd like you to come on and be with me right now. But I really thought God wanted me to go there and then eventually we'd put Lighthouse together and stuff. And I went there. I resigned Lighthouse and it took Liberty to make me do it. I thought I was really doing God's will. And I candidated and I didn't get voted in. Boy, me and Rosie couldn't figure what in the world's going on. How could God do that? Why would God do that? Man, I thought I was sold out, Brother Jack. But 11 months later, he called me here. And I've been here going towards 17 years now. See, if they would have called me at Liberty, I would have never got to Bethel. And God's, that's where really God wanted me. But it took me the thought to go to Liberty to leave Lighthouse. How many are saying? Are you with me? And so at the time, we sat and cried, me and Rosie. I said, I don't know what's going on here. I really thought I was doing God's will. I said, well, I've been getting calls every month to go preach evangelist. Always thought about being evangelist. I guess I'll go out and be an evangelist. Maybe that's what God's pushing me into. I found out after 11 months, he wasn't. I found out a lot soon before that. Now I'm called to pastor. I have a pastor's heart. And so we started seeking about after around 7 months of event. I started seeking the pastorate. Then we found out Bethel opened up. And I knew right away. But had Liberty called me, I would have never got the opportunity to be here. How many understand what I'm trying to tell you? It didn't work out the way I thought it would, Bud, but I believe it worked out for good. Because these have been the greatest years of our life. And so, sometimes, Nicole, you and Sean might think the worst thing might be happening in your life. But God might be working that for good to have something special just around the corner. Are you with me? I'm going to give you this last one, then we'll do the missionary letters. I was talking to our missionary, Brother Pranger, and he brought this up to me. That Sunday night he was here, we went down in Robert's office. We looked on the map. He showed how close he was to China and everything. When Brother Pranger originally surrendered to go to the mission field, his one teacher wanted to go to Israel. And he prayed to God, God, if you want me to go to Israel, I'll go there. Now watch. He didn't end up going to Israel. He went to Russia. He shared this with me. I'm so excited because I believe it's going to come to pass. He said, preacher, do you know the highest percentage of people going into Russia now, immigrants, are Russian Jews that are going into Israel? And he said, preacher, he said, if there ever comes a day where I can't get my visa in Russia, I'm going to try to go down to Israel because there's more Russian Jews down there now than there's ever been in the history. He said, and now I can speak Russian. Isn't that exciting? Now, he didn't talk about Romans 8, but when he said it, that clicked in my mind. And I told him today, I said, tell me again about this Israel. And I have a great love for Israel. Anyone that doesn't love Israel, there's something wrong with you. That's the apple of God's eye. It's a homeland. Amen. I said, tell me some more about that, Brother Pranger. He said, well, I don't have to go now. He said, I got my visa. But I said, Brother Pranger, I like what you said. If the Lord would ever see, because I think someday God's going to close the door on the missionaries in Russia. Someday they're going to be, but had he not went to Russia, Brother Rod, he would have never learned the language. And if they close, he's going to try to get into Israel, and he's going to go to the Jewish Rush, the Jews that were come from Russia. And Brother Jackie can witness and be reach them. Isn't that exciting? And so I said, really, Brother Pranger, this morning I said, really, God used that for good. He said, yeah, he really did. He said, because I would have never went to, had I not went to Russia. Now, he's still going to stay in Russia. He's excited. They're leaving Monday to go back. There's over 1 million people in that city. He hasn't got one thought about Israel right now. But he said, preacher, if they ever bar me from Russia, I have another place to go. Because he said, there's more Russian Jews going back to Israel. They're going back by the thousands. And see, Israel's a little tiny country. just a few square miles. Are you with me? Wouldn't be hard to find one there, would it? And so it's going to work for good. Because I believe someday he's going to be, I believe someday, because the Russian Orthodox Church in Russia is really putting a lot of pressure on the missionaries. And someday they're going to push him right out. But when he does, watch for him to go to Israel. But Brother Jack, that means he'd reach people in Russia, and then he's going to go down and meet people in Israel. Amen. So it worked. He didn't go to Israel, but he went to Russia. But now he knows the language to go to Israel to speak to the Jewish Russians. How many are with me? I think that's going to work for good. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Just want to share that little thought with you. Something might be going through your life sometime and you wonder, does God even love me? He does. He might be working on something that you don't even know about, that's down the line yet. It could be 11 months away from you. Oh, as I think sometimes, had they voted me in, Roddy, I would have never got to come to Ravenna. Wow. Isn't God good? At least he's good to me. I'm not saying he was good to you by bringing me, but he was good to me by me being here. And so don't ever get so discouraged and say, wow, he's forsaken me. No, all things work together for good to them that love God. By the way, why are those Russian Jews going down? Because Jesus said, in the latter days, they will come back. I'm going to call you back before he comes back. They don't know why. They just said, we got to go back. It's God's spirit calling them. They're going back to Israel because the Messiah is coming. Amen. Christ Jesus. Isn't that exciting? And to think that, Brother Pranger might be the guy that'll be in Israel reaching some of them when it all shakes out. Pretty exciting. Okay. I hope that meant something to you. I'm glad God can take something that's bad and work good out of it. Amen. Okay. How about a missionary letter? Roddy, you got one?